This week's Shiurim have been sponsored by Family Groshman, Leilu Nishmas, Reb Chaim Yosef Ben Yisachar Dov, Zichrono Levracha.
Yudalad Av, Thursday the 2nd of August, Rabbi Shraga Kallis, making an Erev on holiday.
As Hashem Aleichem to all the Yedidim, it's good to see all the Yedidim. The Shaila is Bichlal, we discuss Erev Chatzeres. Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tavshilin, Erev, what we call an Erev, the concept of an Erev. Which one's an Erev and what does it mean? Venice is that it's a shocking thing, but what we call Erev, Bederek Klal is not called Erev. What we call Erev, the general consensus, you talk to people, you know, the Erev, the Shaila of the Erev, did the Erev go down, that Shaila of what we call in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, in the Lashon of the Paiskim, that's called Tzuris HaPesach. That's not even an Erev. That's the concept of Tzuris HaPesach, and that's the concept of making Amchitza. That's the concept of making Pashit, that it's not an open area. That, it means Hashem, we're going to have to discuss a different time. But B'toich Ami Ani Yoshev, and if they call that an Erev, I'll call that an Erev. But the real Erev is what the Gemara in Erevin tells us on Daf Chaf Aleph from a base. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Chaf Aleph from a base, tells us that B'shoah Sheshleim HaMelech was Mesakin Erevin. So the Gemara says, B'ni Imchochem Ata Yismach Libi Gam Oni. When Shleim HaMelech was Mesakin Erevin, and the Tilos Yadayim, then HaKadosh Baruch had a great simcha and said, oh, this is a tremendous chachma. This chachma of being Mesakin Erev. What is Erev? The word Erev, Kimavur Benis in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Bav, it explains Erev. The word Erev means an Erev, a mixture, placing things together. Erev Tashilin enables us to put together the Yom Tov and the Shabbos. Erev Tchumim enables us to put together the area which is outside of your Tchum, which was outside of your boundary. It puts together that makam and it brings back that makam into your makam. Erev Chatzeres, Rashi over here adds, when Shlomo HaMelech was Misakin Erev, and Rashi adds the words, Erev Chatzeres. Erev Chatzeres, that's what Mitzvah Hashem we're going to discuss today, Bikaron, Erev Chatzeres. What's an Erev Chatzeres? It's when we have a new problem. There's a new problem. And the problem was that Bam is to carry from Rishus Ha, Yochid, Rishus Ha, Rabbin, we know that's a Deraisa. And the whole Masechus Shabbos and the Gans Masechus Erevin is really based on this concept and making takanas on this concept. The whole Muksa was really because of that, that we should just prevent the person from Chalila carrying from Rishus Ha Yochid to Rishus Ha Rabbin on Shabbos, or carrying Dalad Abbas and Rishus Ha Rabbin. But Bamis, me going from my house to my neighbor's house, what could be the problem? I'm not going into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin B'chlal. Let's say I'm going through the backyard, there's no problem. I have an Erev, I have what we call in our language, our vernacular, an Erev. I have Tzuras HaPesach, I have such a thing. What could be the problem of me going from my house to my neighbor's house? Or what could be the problem of me going from my house to a joint area, which is used by me and my neighbor? Let's say it's a joint garden. Sometimes in the bungalow matzav, you have this. In the bungalow scenario, you have two yidden, and they have a joint backyard. So what could be the problem? It's not Rishus HaRabim. It's not Dal Abbas Rishabim. I'm not going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. What could be the problem? But this is what's known as Erev Chatzeres. Rashi seems to say, you know what the problem is? Rashi says, a problem of bias lebias. It looks, when I'm going from one Rishus to another Rishus, it looks like he's going, he's changing Rishus. He's going to come on Shabbat to go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So they have to take care of this problem. This is a problem. We don't want you going from your Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, says Rashi. Because then if you go from Bayis to Bayis, they'll come to carry outside. They'll come to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The Rambam, in the beginning of Erevin, Bemis doesn't sound so much like that. The Rambam seems to say the bigger problem is when you're going to what looks like Rishus HaRabim. You're going to a joint area. An area that is joint, not just by you, it's also owned together by your neighbor, and both of you use this garden, both of you use this backyard, both of you use this hallway for that matter. That looks like Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, but the Be'alocha tells us in Shinayin that there's no nafkamina, because we paskin that both of these are going to be a problem, and we're going to have to find a solution. We're going to have to find a solution. In Be'emis, the Chasam Sefer, in Ayre Chaim, in Simin Sadi Tes, the Chasam Sefer says, that was the Chachma of Shleim HaMelech. What's the Chachma of Shleim HaMelech? Rabbi said, there were many Gzeres before Shleim HaMelech came. So what's the grace of Chachma that when it came to this, HaKadosh Baruch said, ach, he gave me such a nachas ruach, such a simcha that you're Mesak and Erevin. So the Chasam Sefer says, because to make Gzeres, doesn't nishkin kunz. To make Gzeres, anybody can make Gzeres. But to find solutions, says the Chasam Sefer, that's what Shleim HaMelech did. And both of those concepts, Rabbi said, what were the problems? Tumah v'Tayrah, Shleim HaMelech made a Tilas Yadayim. Shleim HaMelech had a problem with Erevin, it looks like this, he made an Eitzel. Erev Chatzeres, now to help put everybody back together again. And as I say, different shot, everybody say, okay, tell you, I'm not the something. I say different shot. I say from the get, Evan Sassemis. Sassemis says, this kind of, what's the chokhmah of Erevin and the chokhmah of the Tilas Yadayim? What after these things? Shlomo Melech made other examples. Why dafka these things? So Hazemer says, because these two things, if you think about it, they're mamash the opposites. Because Erev, something that brings people together. You know, I can carry your Rosh, you can carry my Rosh, we can carry together, we can get together, right? It brings people together. Etil Sidayim, it puts people apart. It says, ah, you're an Amaretz, I can't touch your food, you can't touch my food, it puts people apart. So Shlomo Melech was able to juggle both of these concepts. And he's able to make Erev, he's able to put people together. At certain times, he's able to put people apart. You know, in our language, I won't say this out loud, but in our language, nowadays the opposite, right? Anytime there's an Erev, it makes people far apart, right? The Etil Sidayim, everybody does. Any from a Yid, he does the Etil Sidayim nowadays. I'm sure, you see, it's the same thing though, boy said. Shlomo Melech was able to put people together and he had to take them apart whenever he had to. Lemaisa, this applies up side to a landlord and a tenant in all the scenarios that we're going to talk today. Whether you will see in a hotel. Hotel's also a big shiloh. Hotel, if you think that, I have my rishos. Yes, here's rishos. And we're going into a joint rishos. Can I carry outside of my room? Can I carry from my room to the hallway? Can I carry from my room to his room? Same thing with a landlord and a tenant. You have a two-story house. And you have a tenant that lives downstairs, or even for that matter, he lives in a place and is in a room and he wants to use the backyard. He's renting from you. Is he allowed to use the backyard? You're allowed to use the backyard. Now you have a problem that there's somebody else who is as an ownership, a rented ownership in this apartment, in this house, and you have to take care of this problem. You have to make this what we call the Erev HaChatzeres. It's a beautiful lashon from the Targum Yonison. He says, Vechinu es asher yaviu. It is a remez, says the Targum Yonison. It's a remez to Erev HaChatzeres. Vechinu, if you want asher yaviu, if you want to bring Vechinu, then you have to make before Shabbos. You have to make an Erev. And this Avaytzai is why the Mishabura already, we know in Hakdama, is beautiful Hakdama, the Mishabura. He gives us in Tchelek Gimel 12 times in this week's also 12 times that the Torah mentions Shmir Shabbos, and because we know that's why, even though it sounds to us like a gzeira, it's a little bit far-fetched, I'm going to come to Karim Shazarabim, but Chazal knew from there, Gavaldik understanding this problem. Now what's the Eitzah? So Shmuel is the Eitzah. The Gemara says, we pass in like Shmuel, that Erev is Mishum Dira. That's how we pass in. Erev Mishum Dira means that not, that the idea is that I'm making a kinyan and I become connected to the next person. Erev Mishum Dira means that my das of the person is where his food is. That's the way to the man's heart, and that's where his das is. His das is where his food is. If you put it together, he has a piece of pas, he has bread, he has this, he has that. We'll see what you put in for the Erev, but you put that pas, alkabon, that bread, and you're going to put it in some other rishos, so then I am now connected to that rishos. So for example, if you're going to have, let's just, the simple case, if you have the landlord and the tenant, so then when the tenant gives the landlord, he gives him the bread, and now he puts it in the house of the landlord. So now he's connected over there. I have a connection. That's already enough. That's Shmuel's halacha of Erev Mishum Dira. We're connected now. Once we're connected, so now we no longer look at this, that there's two separate Mishuyas. We look at it as one big happy family. I'm not sure. Let's say I have a person who has two houses together. He doesn't want to look ostentatious and make one big gross house. So he bases himself two houses together, right next to each other. He's got a gate in the back. He's got a sewer type house in the front. So that person, does he need to have a native? Does he have a problem carrying from one house to the other? So rather not, because it's one big house. So this is the idea of trying to make this massive into one big house. The amount that we have to discuss, for example, this is why the Farshim say, it's an interesting thing, this is a mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Mos says there's a mitzvah to make an Erev. In other words, even if, let's say, one reason is not practical, even if you're not going to necessarily carry from your house to the outside, to that joint area, or to your friend's house, still you never know what can happen. Maybe you'll forget and carry. Maybe something will be in your pocket. So it's a mitzvah. Number one. Number two, is a mitzvah stam, because taka, like we saw before, it's a solution. It's a solution. To make this is a solution, and that's why you have to make a bracha. It's a problem with a solution, and it requires a bracha. The quantity, the amount, is a groigeris per person. Now, to make a long story short, people, and sometimes people don't realize, when it comes to Erev, we're trying to make Mishum Dira. We're trying to make Mishum Dira. We're trying to make it that I'm connected over there. So if you have a grogerous amount, we'll see in a moment what that is. But if you have a grogerous amount, so that connects me by having this grogerous and his rishos. Now we're connected. To make a long story short, the halacha of Erev, the way we do it, is that each person requires his own gregorus. Each person requires his own connection. I have a gregorus worth of matzah. Let's say, we'll say that's just for understanding. I give over a matzah. Matzah for sure has a gregorus, that's much more than a gregorus. You give over a matzah to the neighbor that you're trying to make this Erev, and you'll say the bracha, you make the hadi Erev, and you'll say the bracha, you'll say the whole bit. But that means every person who wants to be involved in this, as they will see soon, maybe it's a bunch of people together in a camp, and each one of them has their own separate bungalow, has their own separate house. So then in that case, each person would have to give his own personal matzah, put it all together in one house. Now they're all connected, and now they can carry in any place which has the Tzuras HaPesach around it, which has the gates around it. However, the halacha is, once you have 18 people, that's already the maximum. In other words, you can have 18 million people. But once you have 18 people, you have to have 18 Gregoruses. He'll say the number in a moment, but once you have 18 Gregoruses, you don't need no more. You don't need anything else. That's already enough. That covers everybody. How are you going to do it? And as everybody knows, is you a mezakeh this matzah. If everybody wants to bring a matzah, please, everyone can bring your own matzah. It'd be wonderful. If you're not going to do it like that, so then you have to pick it up and be mezakeh for everybody who requires to be a part of this Erev. Who is going to be mezakeh? Don't give it to your son. Who's shlei mechal shulchana? It could be his hand, is your hand. He might not. I mean, we know the truth. That's for sure true. Sorry?
Why
18? That's Hashem. You have to look at Rashi and Erevin, Ayin Shom. But Al Kopanim, how much is 18? How much is the halacha? So the end is, if you want to know the halacha mamish, really it's 400 grams, which is about 7-8 ounces. And the end is, the mice, if you want to be machmir nechazayt ish, so it's the most it could be is 800 grams. If kids, if you have a box of matzah, that can cover the whole Yerushalayim. That's all you need, one box of matzahs and the Ganes Yerushalayim. And don't forget, when I say, I mean it, this has to cover all Yerushalayim, because if you have an Erev, it's a major, one of the major issues, Taka, and after you build the Erev, after you get through that Erev Shaila, that first Shiloh, putting up the Tzuras HaPesach, but the vernacular is Erev. It's not really Erev, we know. But that vernacular, what's called real Erev, of putting up the Tzuras HaPesach, you have to make sure you take care of the problem. We have another problem now. The Seder. Now we're allowed to carry Mitzad HaToyda. That is considered one Rishus. But how am I going to go from here to the street, which is a joint? We have to make an Erev Chatzeres. And this becomes a major issue. And not so hard to pick up a matzah in Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, and be mezakeh for everybody in Yerushalayim. That's not so hard. The problem becomes that we know a goy breaks in Eved. Oh, that's a major problem. In other words, if you have, one Jew and one guy, says the Gemara, one Jew, one guy living together, let's say you're going to go on vacation now, and it's just you and a guy, be careful. But if it's just you and a guy on this vacation, then you don't need to make an Erev Chatzeres. Why not? Because Chazal said that's such a not normal scenario that a Yid would be living together with a guy. They were not afraid of this scenario. It's not Shchiach, because in those days, a guy would kill people and whatnot, so it wasn't a normal thing. So you didn't even need an Erev Chatzeres. When does the goy cause a problem? When you have already two yidden together and one goy, so now that goy, he makes a problem in the situation, because me and the Jew, we can get together. But the goy, he can't be a part of our dira. What's he going to do? He's going to give a matzah? Rabbi said, maybe he doesn't hold gibrah. How's he going to, what's he going to do? He's going to give a matzah, it's not shayach. So what do we have to do? And we have a concept in Erevin of bittul rishus, which we'll get to soon. It doesn't work by a goy. So here we have to do what's called a soicher rishusai. We have to do a religious ceremony. Excuse my English, where we have to somewhat have, we now have a right in your Rishos, so we're renting out your Rishos. You have to explain this to the guy, we're taking your Rishos. Yeah, we're giving you a pence, right? We're giving you one pence, and we're going to have connection to your Rishos. And we can do it for a very long time, because we don't want to forget about this. His guy's going to think, who knows, they're bringing in the matzah bowls. Who knows what's going to happen over here? They're bringing in the light there. What's going to happen? So you explain to him, don't worry, we're not coming in. You're allowed to say it to him. You're allowed to say it to religious ceremony. That's what we do. We really mean it, though, that we now have a right, somewhat of a right, in Nogeya, Hilchus Shabbos, that we have a connection in your Rishos. And that's how it works. This is Nogeya in the big Erevin, in Shalayim, in the places that make Grace Erevin. That's really the Grace of Shaila, is how are you going to rent out the Goyim that live there? Nowadays in Yerushalayim, I mean, you look around, sometimes it's like there's much more Chinese people than Jews. There's not much that, as I get this. And how are you going to rent out their Rishos? How are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? So this, the mindset is not the same. You can't go to every single person and start figuring out, do we get him? Do we get him? But what if a new person comes in and he ruins it? If on Shabbos, listen to a mindset. If on Shabbos, a Goy comes in the middle of Shabbos, and the guy will see in a moment in hotels. You and two Jews, you made together an Erev Chatzeres, two Yidden, they made an Erev Chatzeres. All of a sudden they found out in the middle of Shabbos, a guy came in. And now he breaks the Erev. Even if he comes in the middle of Shabbos, that's it. He breaks the Erev. We'll see in a minute, maybe in Eitzah. So how are you going to do this in the general case in a Yerushalayim Erev, in a big Erev? So this is where you have to get into all types of shtikloch, very big shtikloch, computer. You have to go and say that we can go to the police, or to the army, and since the army has a right to go in, at least during Shas Muhammad, to go into any house They have a right to have a tfisa in every single house in Yerushalayim. So then I rent from the army this right, and maybe I have a connection, or maybe the electric company also has. They have a meter in every single house. Maybe they have a connection. Not so simple, but it's like today one of the problems I heard from the Melech Shel Kol Beis Yisrael, and Rav Yashar Zecher Tzadik Livracha, there's a problem with the embassy. What are you gonna do when you get to the embassy? You know, the embassy, you can't go in the embassy, Rabbi Yisrael, even in wartime. You go in the embassy during wartime, you're asking for World War IV, Rabbi Yisrael. Three will die way after. But you're asking for big problems if you go into the embassy. So it's not so simple to be able to do that. And the embassy is going to land. Sure. These are gashers, Rabbi Yisrael. But I'm just showing you the Erev Chatzeres is the real deal, Rabbi Yisrael. Even in the middle of, if you have what we call in our vernacular Erev, that's not the real Erev. You've got to worry about the Erev Chatzeres. You have to make sure that you have. Now, the Maaseh said, a few halachas based on the understanding that we said. Number one, the Gemara in Erev and Memtes, the bayis sheminichem by the Erev, the bayis that houses the Erev, they don't have to put anything down. So, based on this understanding, of course. You and your friend brings you over a matzah, right? You don't have to put down your matzah. Very simple, why not? Because in your house, that's the whole idea of Erev is mishum dira. The whole idea is that this together, we live together. We're in my house. So avada, in my house, this is where I eat, this is where I live. Avada, I don't have to put down a matzah, number one. Number two, if you're makbid, let's say I'm makbid, don't you eat that matzah. I'm giving you the matzah, but don't eat it. Right? There's a matzah that I got from the Hesed Rebbe. Don't eat that matzah. You know, sometimes it's Nageya. On Erev Pesach, you have a matzah and you don't want to talk about the matzah. You're not sure if you have enough. And you're makbid and he doesn't eat that. So then the Erev's no good. The whole idea of Erev in Rabbi Yisrael is to make achdus, is to make us together. Now, don't eat my matzah. It's not going to work. You know, this could really be a thing. A person only has one or two extra matzahs and whatnot. So the Ravad, that wouldn't be ability with that to make an Erev. Another idea. You don't use, the Torah says, don't use food that you need for Shabbos. You say, mum, this. Shulchan Aruch brings it down. All in our Sifim, Shinsan Chav, Sif Gimel, Dalim, and these Sifim. You're going to tell the person, here's the food, but don't eat it. I need it for Shabbos. So that's called your master. You don't want to become one with him in this food. And I tell you, you look good in the Bir Halacha, he has a little bit of a chap. The Bir Halacha says, well, if during Ben Hashmash, if you don't eat it, which you definitely don't, unless you make him girl Shabbos, you're probably not going to eat it. Ben Hashmash is when the heir of his chal. So then, if during Ben Hashmashes I didn't need it, so then it's not a problem. I'm only makbid when after. During Ben Hashmashes is when it's chal. I'm not makbid, but you just love them. You have to know it could be the halacha just knocked out this whole entire halacha. So it has to be worked out. The ma'isa, the other halacha. Don't chaylik the Erev. Erev means we have to put it together. So don't put it. Listen to us on ma'isa. I hope people know this. Don't put it in separate bags. Don't put the Erev in Pashat separate bags. It should be all together. The person that even if you want to do it, just that he knows that he should get back his bilkala, right? It doesn't again, I mean, see, nowadays we put out matzahs. We give a box of matzahs. We don't care. We're not getting to everybody. But you see the idea, the understanding from the word Erev is we want them together. Police can say, if you didn't have enough room and therefore you had to put it into a different bed, no, that's the Ishkaparel. If you didn't have room, that's why you did it. It's not so bad. I'll give you another lie. I wonder if everybody knows this. Sometimes you have an Erev Pesach. You think, look, I'll be the giver. I'll be mezakeh the Erev for everybody. No, I can handle what did we say before? It's 400 grams. You want to be machmir like the chzayin ish times two. 800 grams. That's the most it could possibly be. Mamish a box of matzahs. Everybody says nothing. So the person thinks to himself, I'll do it. Somebody told me this once, and he had a box of matzahs and mamish kevaldik. Anyways, he knows that box of matzahs fell down the stairs. Right? So the man, he says, what do I care about that box of matzahs? Anyways, it's all shavuos, and I'll be mezakeh that to the oyvei. Oyvei. Erev, the place can say, the Kiyom Gemara says, in Erevin, you can't give a prusa. It's got to be a shalom. People think the opposite. When it comes to Erev Tavshilin, so people think you have to use it for Lechem Mishnah, and therefore you got to be a shalom. When it comes to Erev Chatzeres, they think, what's enough for me? Right? Opposite. Erev Tavshilin, if you don't want to give a shalom, you don't have to give a shalom. Okay, you want to have a nice Lechem Mishnah, that's true. But you don't have to. For Erev Tavshilin, you don't need a shalom. But when it comes to Erev Chatzeres, no games, if I say. When it comes to Erev Chatzeres, if you don't have a shalom, you have a prusa, you have a broken one, it's no good for Erev Chatzeres. You know why? The Gemara said, we're trying to make over here, we're trying to promote achdus. We're trying to bring the Jews together. And then he's going to say, oh, I gave a shalom, and he gave a prusa. Right? And the place can say, and what if Taka, everybody gave a prusa, like in this case? That's just called everyone gave a prusa. I'm the one being mazakis to everybody. It doesn't work like that. But he's saying, our halacha and our Torah, we make like plugs. And there's no games. But here's that ma'isa. This guy thought, I'm going to give the prusa, the adarab, it's mama should tell you for me and tell you for everybody. And that's taka no good. The air is no good. The marshal, another shayla. Now that the understanding is Erev Mishum Dira, and it's not Erev Mishum Kenyan, the Gemara says three nafkaminas. That's not, it's because of Dira. We're connected in a Dira. For example, now let's say I don't want to put out a matzah, I want to make a kinyan with them. I'll make a kinyan that we own together, our Rishas, no good. No good. That's no good. Kinyan doesn't work. Number one. Number two, if you can send a katan to go and collect the Eruv, the answer is of course. If the katan had to make a kinyan, you can't make a kinyan. Right? But if you don't make a kinyan, especially he's a box. He's a monkey, like Rabbi Kinyan calls him in one place. He's just carrying the matzahs and putting them all together. Who cares? What's nafgamina? Another nafgamina. It doesn't matter how much it's worth, even if it's pachas mishava pruta. We're not trying to make kinyan over here. We're just trying to put everybody together al yaday the Eruv. Where should we keep the Eruv? We should keep the Eruv in the same place it always was, says the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Tes. Don't, you know, go and say, okay, you know, now it's my turn, now it's your turn. Whoever started out with this great mitzvah, keep it by him, again, because we want to promote Achdus. We don't want to have Eva. This guy, they're going to think, oh, why are we taking away the Eruv? Must be Eved. He must have eaten it. I know what's going on with him. He must have eaten it, and the Mela is going to promote Eva, and we want to promote Achdus in the issue of the Eruv. Where not to put the air? Well, now you have this air. So keep it in the kitchen, you keep it in the closet, you keep it in a cupboard, no problem. But when I say closet, I mean closet in the kitchen. The place can say it's got to be a makam aroi the dira. Don't go and put it in some closet. Don't go and put it, the place can say, in the stairwell. It's got to be in the makam adira. Don't go and put it in a merpeset in a porch. Don't go and put it in a garage. Places where you're not. You have to put it in the kitchen. That's the place. Put it in the kitchen. Put it in the cupboard in the kitchen. But it has to be in the Mokka Madira. Now, this is something very important. There's a few now halachas that I think Taka people really need to know. The mashal, number one, you have an Erev. Let's say, imagine over here, there's people that have Erevs by themselves, together with this neighbor, that neighbor, whatever. So what happens? This guy went away on vacation. So you have, let's say, five mishpokas. You have a block. And a block. They're all together. They have an Erev. They have together just the 10 families on this block, and they worked out the schiras rishos. They rented the rishos from the guy, and everything's good. Wonderful. Now, there's one person. He had that box of matzahs. It's in his house. Box of matzahs lasts like a year. You don't have to worry about this box of matzahs. No, at that, if it gets wormy and taka not edible, you lost your Erev. You have to just keep it in mind and take a look at it from time to time. But he knows that the box of matzahs is in the Goldenheimer's house. Wonderful. The only thing is, the Goldenheimers went away for Shabbos. Where'd they go for Shabbos? They went far away, right? It doesn't matter where they went, but they left the town. Now, where's the matzahs? In that house. Can I get the matzahs? I can get the matzahs. The Shulchan Aruch and Simchin Tzadi Dalit says, what happens if the Erev is in a makom that you can't get to on Shabbos? Only are they breaking it down, or breaking a window, and this, that. So then, that's called, you're not in the same shus as your Erev, and the Erev is puzzle, and people need to know this. You need to know this. Let me explain, Rabbi Isaac. If the Goldenheimers went away for Shabbos, and they're not there b'chlal for Shabbos, and they don't have the Erev, you have the Erev. There's no problem. If somebody doesn't live in his house, he doesn't live in the Rishus, he doesn't ask you. It's only if he's there for Shabbos. If the Goldenheimers went away for Shabbos, and they don't have the Erev, and they never gave for the Erev or whatnot, doesn't make a difference. We don't need them. But Berega, they're the ones that have the Erev. So, Marshall, you and the Goldenheimers, and they went away, focus on the day. We don't need you anymore. We don't have any problems anymore. Because my only problem was when you were here, when you were here for Shabbos. But if they went away for Shabbos, and they were the house of the Erev, and now I have me and my other neighbors, and we have a problem now, and this is something that people need to know. The Marshall, another few examples of halachas that come up. What happens if you have, this is an interesting thing, you have a tfisas yad, this is again the landlord scenario and the tenant scenario. What's the landlord-tenant scenario? So that a lot of times you'll have, for example, forget the landlord a moment, but let's say the person, not the landlord, he has a tfisas yad, he has paint. Okay, I'll give you an example for a reason. He has paint in the house by his tenant. The tenant lives downstairs, and he has upstairs, and he asks the guy, you know, I have this paint, I'm leaving it up by you in this closet, does it bother you? What? Do you care if I leave the paint there? He says, no, it's okay, don't worry, leave the paint there. That's called now that the landlord has a tfisas yad, can ruin the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, he has a connection to the house. So now that he's connected to the house, he no longer needs an heir. He has an ownership in this house through the fact that he has tfisas yad. Now, you have to know, I'm going to tell you from my great Rebbe, Moshe Feinstein, in Chaylik Aleph, Kuf Mem Aleph, he says, Chiddush Gadol. He says, in Cain, a lot of the landlord-tenant scenarios are out the window now. You're really not going to require any more an Erev. Why? Said the great Kohen of Moshe, because in a case of where the landlord is providing an oven, or is providing a fridge, or he's providing beds, or he's providing any of these things, so now you have a tfisas yad. You have now a connection in the house, because he's got his oven there, he's got his fridge there. There's a big problem with this, Rabbi Yisrael. Usually, if I'm giving a shiur to my bachur, I say, no, no, Rabbi Yisrael, no, no, no. And the oilim would all scream out at me. That's a big chilek. They would scream out what the Chaim Ish said, and as early as the Dvar Avraham, the Kofna Rav, they would scream out about this. Kofna Rav, the Dvar Avraham, the Marsham, all our great paiskins, there's a very big chilek. Over there, when I rent through the apartment, I'm also renting to you the fridge. I'm also renting to you the oven. That doesn't make a tfisas yad. That doesn't make it that he has a connection over there. That's cool, that you have an oven. That's called you're renting the oven also. That's why I used an example before of paint or something, you know, something immovable. It can't be a safer that you can just move out on Shabbos. It means I have something there which is non-movable, like I gave an example of paint or whatnot. And that, already the Maisai, I think in this case, the Chayra, that you can't pass, what you do, you can't pass like Rav Moshe in this case, but all the priests can argue on Rav Moshe, and the Chayra, Nimuko, Imoy, the Chayra, they are right. One more Nikuda, we'll get to a few common Shilas. If you have an error between you and a neighbor, and there's no gate between you and the neighbor. You want to be able to throw things over on Shabbos. You want to play ball, you want to throw a ball over the fence on Shabbos, you want to throw over things on Shabbos, it's no good. Doesn't work. Erev only works if there's an entrance between the two Rishuyas that are of discussion. Now, there are some cases that I want to get to. The first thing is, it's a mitzvah to do this Erev one time. It's better. Unless you're mamasha yeke, you know, this would be, I can't, I'm a Hungarian, what can I tell? Unless you're mamasha yeke and you know b'vadai, I'll make it this week, I'll make it next week, I'll make it this week, I'll make it next week. You know for sure it's going to happen. But if you're not the sazai yeke, it's better to make one Erev for a long time. Because Shema Yishkach, you'll forget. Amench is Amench, and we're afraid that he's going to forget. The Shulchan Aruch, there's a tremendous, a lot of halachas that we say. I'm just going to give you the asaka, zili, the gemara, you have to ask a shayla. But in hotel scenarios, it should come out. In a regular hotel scenario, you should need an Erech Chaser. The Marshal, in a hospital, in Eretz Yisrael, for example, in a hospital, do we have an Erech Chaser? So there, the place can say, you don't need Erech Chaser there. You don't really own your bed over there, Chalila, you're there, you're hopefully getting out as soon as possible. They can move you from bed to bed, you're not renting that bed. So that's not culture renting, you're just a guest in the hotel. Hotel, the hospital. But that we're not talking about. Hotel is different though. Hotel, I'm renting this apartment. So anytime you're in a hotel scenario, so we're there, Chaseris. Now, to make a long story short, very not pasha. Shal's very not pasha. There's a lot of factors. I make a long story short, so Shal, you have to ask Shailas. Hopefully, generally, if it's a Yiddish hotel run by Yidin, so anyways, there's a Mashkiach there, he deals with this problem. Just what the Shaila is that if you're all eating together in the same lunchroom, so that the Halacha Taka says that once we're eating together, we eat together, we eat out of the same kitchen, Kilo, so then we don't require an Erev. That's that could brought down in Shulchan Aruch. We're called together already. A lot of times, I like that. A lot of times, you have your own food. You have your own massive, and then it gets into all mini shailas. The mashal, if all the people are renting for under 30 days, which is the massive in a hotel, and then enchanami, you need an erev chateres to push it to walk out of your into the hallway because it's a joint hallway. Not to walk out. If you want to carry, I'm saying obviously, if you want to carry outside, you would require takanero. However, sometimes not like that. Sometimes the owner of the hotel is here, and if the owner of the hotel is a Jew, it gets a lot of factors. It's hard to go into all of them. But if the owner of the hotel is a Jew. So now, you're all just renting for under 30 days, you're all butthole to him. Because he has the Ikra Bailus over here, he owns the whole thing. And you have a smaller Bailus over here of just renting rights within 30 days. And such a scenario would come out that you wouldn't need to be making Erev. But as you realize, the place has a lot of halachas that you can't go into. And that's why you have these types of Shailas, hotel Shaila. So then, you would have to ask Shaila. Agav, I mentioned before, if a guy comes on Shabbos, somebody punk to ask him, is this Shabbos? I'll say it with a case, it's a Kishmaka case. Him and another Jew, they were in, it was a quasi-hotel. It had like three apartments, and it was just him and another Jew, and they knew this problem, so they made themselves an Erev Chaseres with a bracha and everything beautiful. Then on Shabbos, a guy came in, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, on Shabbos, he rented the Rishus the third apartment that was available, and that's the halacha. He didn't know what to do. Baruch Hashem, he didn't do anything. Myself, you would know what to do. I'll tell you, the halacha is that your Erev is cancelled. From that moment, once the guy moved in, your Erev is gone. You lost your Erev. What you have to do in this case is you would have to now go and rent the Rishus on Shabbos from the guy. You're allowed to. You give him food or something. You give him a matzah. Later. You give him food, you rent his Rishus. It's not the third mitzvah or allow it. That's why you see the kinyan over here, it's not really a real kinyan. See, that's where we see it's really a ceremonial thing. It's not such a... Then afterward, you still can't carry it. Now you have to go to your neighbor and you have to do what's called a bittul rishus. Bittul rishus means that you have to tell your neighbor that I am not... One of them is going to have to decide. He'll be mevatel the rishus. The one who's mevatel his rishus, he says, my rishus is batel. My rishus is batel. So he won't be able to carry it outside. But at least one person will. He'll be able, the next guy who didn't mevatel his rishus, so then he will be able to carry outside. That would be the eitzah in such a scenario. A non-religious person, if he's a mumra because he's on the bad guys, Abayi said. So then he has a din of a goy in these halachas. I remember there's a story in the Pogolo, about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, there's Al Tayyid, Nebuch was mamish at the Ritz, came for the day, mamish a mumra, a proper mumra, not a din of chinesh, but a real mumra, the real deal. And they tried to get him on Shabbos, they tried Erev Shabbos to rent from him the Rishos. They went over to him, can we rent the Rishos? I said, mam ask him. She said, "You guys are Amarotzim. I remember in the shtetl, right? I remember in the shtetl," he said, "that if you guys are making a terrible thing, it's only from the Goyim that you have to rent the Rishos. But from the Yidden, you don't have to rent the Rishos. I'm not asking, I'm not going to be a part of this." Right? You can explain to him, "No, you're one of them." You can't explain this to him, Rabbi. You have to know, there's an interesting Mishavura in Takas Shimpei days, when he talks about these halachas. It's an interesting Adar, he discusses the Tinek Shanishpa. He says, you know, not the Tinek Shanishpa, but what's the bad guy? The real Mumrat Bikoyer is the real Rasha. Who's that real Rasha that he breaks the Erev and he causes all the problems? You have to rent from him the Rishos. He says it's a person that he will be Mechal Shabbos in front of anybody. But if this person won't be Mechal Shabbos even in front of one Yid, you know, he's embarrassed to do it. You know, a lot of the Sardish Yid and the Moshe, they would never do a Chil Shabbos in front of a Rasha. Do something in front of a Ravadja, first of all, turn him into a frog. But second of all, Bechlal, who's going to go into a Chil Shabbos in front of a Ravadja? It's like a Sardish Yid, it's like not a gay in the Ganze Vel. So it could be that Takas hits him and he doesn't bring the Arab. It's an interesting thing. It comes up, it's like a Derek Agav over here in the Mishabura. And when we Messiah, the Goisha, there's a Greece and Shiloh, Rabbi Isai. The last thing I just want to mention, Ramesh, just to make a mention of it. If I say the word Erev and did not mention the other word of Erev, when we say Tzuris HaPetzach, Sam, you have to know, there's a lot of times, I say, Tzuris HaPetzach, you make sometimes your own Tzuris HaPetzach, you're going to the bungalow, you're going to the mountains, and whatnot. I have to remember, American, everything's the bungalow. But if you go to the mountains, so first of all, the sticks have to be stark. I can't go into all of Tzuris HaPetzach now, but the sticks have to be strong. The string, we pass it on top, the string has to be taut. I think that's the word taut, right? It has to be, I say, people don't know, sometimes you see like sagging as a, right? It's no good, everybody says. It's mamish, puzzle Erev. It's no good, you see, because people leave it there from year to year. Things like nostalgic, my Zayda made that Erev, right? It has to be a Tzuris HaPetzach, has to be a mechitza. Has to be mechitza. This is mishum the mechitza. So mishum mechitza has to be something that doesn't move around in the wind. The Mishabura says, but you know, think about the days of the Shogun. If I want to keep this air, don't keep it. Right? Keep the svarim, but don't keep the air. That's number one. I want to mention number two. There's an air of minatzad is possible. I see this, Rabbi. That's why I'm mentioning these things. Air of minatzad is possible. Air of minatzad means you have the stick over here. You have the stick over here. The kona al gabeyem. The kona on top has to be on top, even if it's not touching. It doesn't need to even be touching. If you have some kind of a mahalach where it's on top, it's not touching. It's fine as long as it's aligned properly, that's okay. But sometimes you have the cone over here, the cone over here, and it's in the middle. The cone continues up, the stick continues up, the stick continues up, and the string is in the middle like this, and it's no good. It's a puzzle air. It's a lot of halachos we've seen, as everybody said. Number two, number three, I just want to mention one thing about Erev Tchumim. I'd be remiss if I didn't say one thing about Erev Tchumim, which I don't know how many people know, and I hope they do. Erev Tchumim, to make a long story short, your kelim are with you. So that means, I tell the Bacham all the time, you're in Echleis Eretz Yisrael. The Bacher is in Eretz Yisrael. Is he outside the Tchum? He's gone fine outside the Tchum. His tie is somewhere in the middle of Golda's Green, and he is somewhere in the middle of Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. His tie, over there. As of when Shabbos came in, his Tchum was where? Yerushalayim. He can go as far maybe as Moitza. We'll talk a different time, okay? Ulai Moitza, and if I'm in a good mood, maybe I'll send him to tell some. About the funny, he's not going further than that, Rabbi Say. He's not getting to the MK. So Mamela, now his tie is in London. His brother, that's a nice tie. Yeah, my brother wouldn't mind if I borrow his tie. We can find an ace. It doesn't talk to mine, fine. But my boy said, the tchum of this tie goes after Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. So this guy, he goes, he takes his tie, whips it one step out in the house itself. Right? In the house itself, that's one bias, his kedalat on the thumb. He takes one step outside, and this tie goes, the tie starts getting back inside. He doesn't know what's going on, talking about the tie, right? But that, my boy said, the tie's no good. The tie, you walk outside the tchum, even one step, you lost it. If before Shabbos you call up your brother and you shall lie and say, I brought your tie for Shabbos, that specific tie. So then that's no problem, because then it gets your tchum. It'll go after the Raglia Shail, and we should be able to Zoycha Abay Sai, that we should have Fritz Koiches after we have a vacation, Bez Hashem Yisbarach.